The announcement came this morning, and I'm delighted that Michael Ring has sanctioned funding for these worthy groups who have been working hard, and most of them working on a very much a voluntary basis. And it's a right spread, and it's really been into the heart of the rural communities from as far, from as peripheral as Ardmore Island, where they're going to receive a grant of 100,000 for a digital hub. And I know the people of Ardmore and have been constantly talking about the potential around broadband, and they didn't want to be left behind. So I think that that's important. And you know, if you look at the spread from within the Gaeltacht, from Kilcar right through to the parish of Meva and through Fulcara, there's a great spread there, but also the very rural areas outside the Gaeltacht as well, from Ballyliffin, the likes of Newton Cunningham, Quanta Tourism Information, Kiosk, and there's a great new group, an energised group in Rathmullen that have been, you know, planning and paving a way forward, and they've also been allocated 76,000, which will help them in their works.
It's part of €21 million allocated nationally. We know that a previous scheme of €10 million was announced, and there was criticism there with regards to how little that was. But do you feel collectively combined that this is sufficient?
I think it is efficient, and if you consider the previous scheme, which there was a lot of noise and a lot of different opinion on it, but the bottom line was that out of a national allocation of €10 million, Donegal got €1 million under the less than one million under the LIS. In this scheme now, it's the third highest in the country. It's a massive commitment to a lot of rural areas that were really hurting during the recession, and this type of funding was the first funding to be taken away when the cutbacks came. And the positive thing that did happen during those cutbacks and those very, very difficult years was that community groups worked together. They rubbed shoulders, and groups from Convoy, you know, that receive funding today, that's been working environmental works, and groups like Churchill, they continued to persevere. And I think it's only right now that acknowledgement is given, because community groups can go so long without resources, but the positive was that they continued to stick together, they continued to roll up their sleeves, and I think now this is just reward for the work that they've been doing. And it's, you know, it's about making our villages and towns more attractive at one level, but it's also going a wee bit further to look at opportunities where we can attract people back to live in these areas. And if people who are abroad are thinking about now bringing, you know, doing remote working from Dublin and even further afield, they can go back to places now where there's going to be digital hubs with the adequate provision of broadband to do that work.